second issue with Public Works is discussion and direction concerning airport management effective January 1st, 2014.
Yes, apparently when I was gone, we had a bit of an issue with the airport.
We save them up for when you leave.
All kidding aside, I missed one meeting. Anyway, on July 10th, your board did consider a request to modify the contract with KMPI. It's my understanding that you decided not to do that. Following that action, we did receive a notice from KMPI that they would like to terminate their agreement effective January 1st of 2014. If they do that, we will no longer have the entity that has been managing the terminal and the leases for the lease of hangar space up there, dispensing of aviation fuel, and just general information at the airport terminal. In considering this with the CAO, we discussed it somewhat and came up with four potential options, and there may be others, but these were the ones that we were able to come up with. So presenting for you today, one would be to reach an agreement with KMPI on modified terms, which would result in them continuing to manage the airport. I have no idea whether they are open to that idea or not. The second would be advertise for a new airport operator by issuance of a request for proposals for services commencing January 1st. I have a copy of the RFP that was put out, which ultimately was selected for KMPI, thanks to Mr. Benson. If directed to do that option two, we will certainly make this as a prototype and put a second one together, get that back to your board for advertisement. Option three would be direct staff to manage the airport with county employees commencing January 1st. This would, in essence, put us back before the KMPI involvement. As you'll recall, the last time we did that, it cost the county about $180,000 in general fund subsidy to make that work. Not sure how successful that will be. And option four would be to close the terminal and direct staff to only perform maintenance as needed to ensure safer operations at the airport, but without the operation of a terminal. Again, there may be other options. These are the ones that Mr. Benson and I came up with in our brief discussion. But staff is basically in need of direction of what you would like us to do. Should you decide option two with the issuance of an RFP, we could probably have that put together and back for your board's approval in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I think we should first ask the CAO where we are in relation to option one, which is to reach a possible agreement on modified terms with KMPI.
The principals within KMPI have represented to me that they are leaving us and they're out of the picture. So they have made. Talked to them several times, and again, they've indicated that they are not interested in staying on with Mariposa at this time. So that's the limit of my discussions with them. Everything's been cordial. We're coordinating efforts as far as how we'll wind this down, but they've expressed no interest to me about staying on.
Thank you. And so if that option seems to be off the table, then obviously we're considering the other three and or whatever imagination we might come up with to consider yet another option. Supervisor Jones.
Yes, I have been working hard on this project, and I would probably lean towards option two, but I would hope that a decision would not be made until after the 15th of August. There is some things that are in the air that I think are very important, and I would like that much time to see if I can't get it taken care of. And I think it would be a benefit to the county.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Bibby.
I would, this doesn't terminate until, well, no, we have the notice of termination, which...
January 1st.
January 1st, 2014 is the agreed upon date, no sooner.
CAO.
The way they left it with me is, per the terms of the agreement, January 1st, 2014 would be the absolute end time. They have asked if we can rush it, if we can, if we find someone else, anything we can do, they would be very amenable to leaving sooner than that date. But they will meet their obligations that the contract calls for and continue to operate through this calendar year, but no later than January 1st.
Okay. I would, you know, concur with Supervisor Jones if there's an opportunity there to pursue option one and giving time until August 15th. That's really reasonable. We've tried option four. We've tried option three. We did the volunteer program. That didn't work. And I'm afraid that one thing that a lot of the users out there were extremely concerned before is that if the county brought in another manager, that there would be charges for every operation taking place out there. And we don't charge for landing and takeoffs, especially with flight lessons, et cetera. But it would be nice to hear from the Airport Advisory Committee one more time. I know there's been a lot of publicity in the paper, but I think some of it has been taken out of context. So I would hope that those bridges are not burned. At least if I would hope they would put in for another RFP if option one couldn't be worked out.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Cannon.
Thank you, Chair. We have nothing to lose from, if it takes Public Works 2 or more weeks to get it back to us, why don't we just say let's have it back on the agenda on August 20th and settle that. Let everyone work however they are able to or care to, whether it's the advisory board or the contractor or the supervisors. And at that point, we make a decision. But you be ready at that point to go forward with an advertisement.
That would work, Supervisor, on two levels from my perspective. First off, you would have an Airport Advisory Committee meeting on the 14th, so that would give opportunity for us to put it on their agenda and get whatever input that they may wish to give. Second, I could have the RFP in a form where if you chose that day, you could actually authorize it to go out. Mr. Benson and I, I'm sure, could work on it before then and have it in a final form. Right now, I haven't started that process because I didn't know which way you wanted us to go.
Thank you. Supervisor Jones and then Supervisor Bibby, please.
When I said option two, I actually meant option one. And my second choice would be option two, but option one, I think, is I would like to still keep it on the table.
Thank you. Supervisor Bibby?
And, you know, when the county was maintaining it out there and we were operating the terminal, the county, too, was receiving letters. I don't know if you've gone back in your file, but there were accusations against the county of, you know, taking money from the airport and balancing the general fund with it when, as we demonstrated to several people that authored letters like that, as well as meetings, when it was broken down, they could see where it was costing the county, and the only way we would ever be able to turn that around, other than have somebody come in and do the office arrangement that is currently out there, is to start charging for everything. And the users out there voice, no, you can't raise the fuel prices because we want to be competitive. We want to just be a little over cost so we can draw people in to use the airport. And then there was the whole issue of rental rates for the hangars, and please don't raise them above or because the economy is bad, et cetera. There was this soft waiting list, not a hard waiting list, where people were ready to move in, which I think KMPI has discovered too. I think they voiced that they had maybe one that when they went through the list to actually look at that. So it narrows it down. The only possibility is to look at like maybe RV or to rent that house that's currently there with significant improvements. But you know, I want to remind everybody the county was getting the same letters that KMPI is receiving, and I hope KMPI would take a chance and look back at those comments too, because once we broke it down, people were really surprised at how much money was being spent out there. And we don't charge for the operations, every takeoff and every landing, like a lot of places do. And we've tried to make it a community-based airport that is equal access to all. So,
thank you, Supervisor. Any other comment from the board? Yes, Supervisor Kahn.
You know, in this period, it and for the advisory board, I mean, we were all told, as Supervisor Bibby says, what a gold mine it is out there if we just privatized it. And we need to look at our previous advertisement for the constraints we put on. We can either loosen it or we can keep it restricted with the, we want to be a community service, but being a community service isn't a moneymaker. So we need to decide exactly what we want. Is it going to be subsidized, or is it going to be sort of opened up for investment? Should someone want to do that? But we don't really have reason to expect a different result if we put out the same constraints. So let's look at that fairly clearly, maybe with some of the pilots, the advisory committee, and so on. But we have to decide where we want to go with this thing.
Thank you. I believe we're in that mood.
Yes.
Any other discussion on the board?
Yes. Sir.
Oh, Pete is looking for.
I would concur, from now having sat through almost 2 years of AAC meetings, that Supervisor Bibby's summary is pretty accurate to my experience. They don't want high fuel prices because they're afraid that people will leave and get their fuel at a different airport. They don't want to raise the rates at the hangars because they don't want to pay anymore. You really don't have any other revenues that are substantial. Staff have identified that there are a few ways we might be able to save on power out there. The runway approach lights are on 24/7, 365. Those are 400-watt bulbs. For the few landings that occur out there every day, we've determined that there may be another alternative. I'm leaving right after this meeting to go to San Francisco and talk to the FAA this afternoon about getting permission to turn those lights off normally, and then the pilot would have an ability in the cockpit to click their mic twice, which would turn those lights on. Considering we get 10 on a good day landings, that should save a lot of power. So there's things we might be able to do, but I don't think it's realistic for us to be able to make it break even, you know, operating it as staff or even come close. That'll save money on our side of the ledger, maybe make it a little easier to absorb. But we're going to also learn today as much as we possibly can about the capital improvement program and ask all the questions, and so we'll be able to come back to you with some more informed answers and more informed ideas on how to look at some of the improvements out there. None of that is going to help with the management of day-to-day. I'm a little concerned if we don't have somebody out there with the fuel. I'm not real concerned about other maintenance activities. We can have facilities people visit, as they do now, and take care of most things. The terminal would be probably the biggest challenge, because you got to staff that on a pretty continuous basis if you want to run it. But those are kind of the constraints that we see. I don't see a way to save any money doing that, but that's our two cents.
Thank you. Supervisor Bibby.
Pete, so when you get back, you're going to schedule an item on what you learned, because we keep hearing about the grants, but, you know, one of the things that has surfaced in the past is if it can go for existing that's already out there in general maintenance, rather than add a bunch of new, because what we do find is whenever we add something new, then there's a cost of ongoing operation like the utilities. Yeah, great addition, but added to the ongoing cost of the utilities. And did we resolve the utility issue with KMPI?
We
paid them?
The check is in the process of going to them right now.
Okay, I think that would go a long way.
We agreed upon the number, and we agreed upon how to calculate that number, and I have asked the check be made. I haven't actually seen it yet, but I know it's in the works.
Right. Okay.
To your point, though, there aren't any FAA grants that I'm aware of for operations and maintenance. The grants that they do give are for capital improvements, and it has to be based on an airport layout plan that we do have. We're bringing that with us today. Most of the things that are on that list I would call nice things. I don't really see anything on there that strikes me as essential. The last project that was done right as I got here was the overlay of the runway and the restriping. That was a safety issue.
Right.
That was very important. So, I need to ask them some questions. I'll certainly ask if there's anything that goes to operations, but I've done quite a bit of calling around to other counties, and I'm assured by everybody there isn't much that comes from the FAA in that regard.
Okay, because it would be nice to do, reinvestment in to improve what's out there rather than add things that are going to drive the ongoing cost up, so we keep coming back to the table trying to figure out how we're going to pay for it.
Exactly. The types of things that are on that list are things like, adding another taxiway or adding another windsock or, that type of thing. They're not, give us some money so we can just maintain it.
Can it, now if it's a safety issue, like rehabbing the pavement, because...
Yes, that would be eligible.
Okay, so we could go after it for that.
But we just, seal coated the entire runway.
Okay.
A year ago. So, that's to prevent that kind of damage. That was a proactive move.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good project. It looks like it worked out pretty well. But those, we're going to ask as many questions as we can. The good news is we finally have somebody in the FAA office. I've been trying for 6 months to get a meeting out there. Four of the five people retired at the same time when that sequestration issue showed up.
I was going to say change in personnel or reassignments that they get is hard to track down the one that you originally spoke to a week
ago.
He's
long gone.
Yeah.
So Mr. Sullivan, we're going to meet with today. He's very gracious and given us the 3 to 5 o'clock, so we'll be in San Francisco this afternoon and talk to him and see what we can learn and come back. But I don't expect much of that to change the basic operation issues. I think that's going to be more on the capital side. But we'll see what we can learn.
Thank you. It appears that we discussed out and have an intention that seems clear, and I will go to the public now. Thank you. I will go to the public now and see if there's any input from the public.
Ruth Sellers, I am on the advisory board, and the day on July the 10th, following the board's meeting the prior night, I sent each of you an email and stated to you my concerns. I had two responses. One was sincerely a businesslike response. The other one, tongue-in-cheek, sorry I missed it. Now, what kind of response is that when this is really a problem? I feel, as a member of the advisory board, you have a good board. They have worked diligently to improve those things where they can. They're very sincere. They're very businesslike. And yet, Mr. Roche came before us, and you, Mr. Jones, Supervisor Jones, sat there. You did not defend us in any way. He read a letter to us. He was red in the face. He was upset. It's a letter that should have gone before the board, not the advisory committee. We are offering our opinions and our advice. We do not make those decisions. Supervisor Jones should have, in a very business way, not being discourteous in any way, should have reminded Mr. Roche it was not the proper time. Because what it did, the reaction of the board was everybody was ready to take him on because they didn't expect such actions. KMPI hasn't been present at the majority of our meetings. About 6 times they've been there. And everybody has had great respect for them. There's been no indication that there were problems there, so this was a total surprise. And any differences, and then in some blog, Mr. Roche comes out and praises you as a board, and yet we are the ones that received his wrath. That isn't right. As far as the airport is concerned, it is an asset this county has neglected. It is not a big money maker. There's potential there that should be looked into. It is you, the board, who decided to unify your leases. That's a good thing. It would be good for everybody to be able to review these leases at one time. But in the meantime, maybe you don't have the income that you should from leases. I don't know. I'm not a pilot. I'm not involved with that part of it. But I feel that, you know, I've come to all these meetings for all these years. I'm aware that 10 years ago we had a supervisor who was a pilot, who did bring in a lot of improvements to the airport. It was a good thing. I wonder sometimes if all the money you spend on tourism, if they direct enough attention to the airport. I'll go back to the capital improvement money, the $150,000. It seemed unknown to you, Mr. Benson. It's in the master plan. If you look at the master plan, it states that $150,000 could be available. It's for capital improvements. Last year, at the beginning of the year, it was pretty much on our agenda each month to get those cracks filled in the paved area there. We were told by Public Works it would be a good thing to try to obtain this money and have the entire area paved rather than doing the cracks. I mean, we discussed this every month, and so the cracks were filled a month before the fly-in. I just feel that the county should pay more attention to the airport. I feel it needs to be, remain open, and I would certainly give consideration to what I question is, why would you, Supervisor Jones, be the one that apparently is negotiating something by the middle of August? Because this is a board decision. I feel that if Mr. Roche is going to rebid, I would certainly hope that he realizes he's dealing with you people and not coming back and blaming the advisory board if he's not successful. He's a businessman. Why doesn't he know what he's going into? No, I'm totally displeased with the whole thing. I feel that the board has to work closely with the advisory committee. I feel it, you know, you don't have to agree with me, but it's the first time I've reached out to all of you. Since 1996, I've been coming to these boards. First time I've sent a blanket email to all of you, and I hear from two people. That is not acceptable.
Thank you for your comments. Any other comment, please, from the public? Morning, Mary.
Good morning. Mary Bass, 4453 Scrubby Oak Road. I'm here as a future pilot, actually. I am one of the people that are renting the plane out there and taking lessons. And I really believe that it is an asset to our community to have that airport out there. And looking at the past contract and everything that I've heard in the past couple meetings, you guys went from a $180,000 loss that it took you to run out there, and Jesse is losing about 10 grand. And so to me, I see that as a $170,000 gain. So if we can gain that much in the 3 years that they have been out there, it seems like there is a possibility of maybe not making a ton of money, but at least breaking even and covering costs. That house out there that needs to be fixed up, I mean, you know, we're talking TOT, we're talking possible income. You look at the number of vacation rentals coming on board, it's definitely a profitable business in this area. So I think that if we could get that house fixed up, get it rented out, we can actually try to make some money. I've have not sat on that advisory board. I hear some things out there have a lot of controversy. I know the airfare this year was much very successful under a new leader, and that really helped. And so I think I see some positive things out there. I see some possibilities of some growth. I think that I'm really happy to see Merlin Jones step up and try to take on that role of negotiating that, or at least looking for some possible solutions. He is a businessman. He will look for profit possibilities, and I think there's some out there, you know, and I would really like to see that continue. I've seen, you know, recently we've got a huge jet coming in from Canada to check out the gold mines, you know, so tourism on planes is becoming more popular. There is some future there, and hopefully Supervisor Jones got my email with the video on the reason to have a community airport, and hopefully he'll share that with you all. But I just want to say that on behalf of a future pilot, I hope that you guys will really take a hard look at, you know, renegotiating that contract.
Thank you. Any other comments, please, from the general public? Ms. Catalan, good morning.
Good morning, Ruth Catalan. I would favor option two. I think KMPI, by their actions, should possibly be considered with all, you know, other people who might be interested. I really feel that you have to be very cautious with KMPI because of their actions on this. What happens if they're disgruntled again? Do they pack up their belongings and go away again, and then we're back into this morass of idiocy? I think so. I think once bitten, twice shy should be your thrust on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, please? Well, seeing none, bring it back to the board. I think we've reached a consensus of delay on this item, but let me just have that reiterated one more time, if I could. Yes, Supervisor Jones.
You don't mind if I make a response, do you?
No.
There's a couple things. I've been going to the advisory board meetings for approximately, I think, three meetings. I've looked at the books. That is going to be one tough cookie to break even. I think KMPI has done an excellent job. I think also, too, everybody can always find fault with people. That's the easiest thing to do in life. To find the good in people sometimes is the toughest thing to do. I have been in their position, like I stated at the advisory board meeting, to where, and I'll give the example right here in front of everybody, where I was redoing a community center in Greeley Hill. There's certain people you can never make happy. And after a while, if you keep getting kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked, pretty soon you say, forget it. I'm going home, and you can have your building. So I understand where they're coming from. Also, too, at the meeting, by not speaking out, sometimes there's a time if you do speak out, it's like throwing gas on a fire. You're going to have a big boom. And that is one of the main reasons I spoke just very briefly. As far as supporting the airport, I will support that airport 120%. That is a vital part of Mariposa County. And I'm doing everything I can to continue to keep this airport operating. I had a meeting last night and the night before both with people to try to regenerate, to try to come up with ways to make that work. And when it was referred to as there was a previous supervisor that was involved in the airport before, that was a gentleman I was talking with. He doesn't care if I use his name, Doug Balmain. To get every idea possible, so we can make that airport a break even. And I think with some people sitting here today, they know that it'll be tough to get that airport to break even. And I would like to commend KMPI and Rick and Jesse and everybody for trying and doing their very best. But to come from their top, I think they were starting, they were losing about $170,000. Now they're down to 10. As a business person, that's a fantastic job, no matter what anybody wants to say. And I doubt if any of you out there could do any better. And coming from the business standpoint, I commend them 100%. And given maybe a little reprieve would have been an excellent move on this board's part. So I will stand by what I said, and I will continue to stand by and support that airport and do everything I can to keep it going. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Bibby.
Well, I am following the meeting, and after I thought everything would calm down and we would be able to address the utilities as well as the possessory tax and the $10,000. Because from hearing from the auditor to have the paper trail, I was hoping that we could get things separate. So, you know, utilities would show as an expense, possessory would show as an expense, and maybe those things could come off and it would be driven on a net profit type situation. So the first $10,000 would be KMPI and then maybe a profit sharing at the end of the day, anything over and above. But things kind of blew up before I even got there. I was able to explain to Jesse, and I'd explain this to the Airport Advisory Committee as well. Emotions were running high because I can tell you, a few years prior to that, before we tried volunteers, et cetera, I was in the same boat because I had pilots in my office that were going, you know, Mariposa County's stealing from the airport. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. We'll isolate and try to get the figures, and we'll start breaking them down and see. And then we found that we were doing a significant loss. Through that process, what we did find is people were storing boats. They were storing their collector cars. They were using the hangars not for aeronautical purposes, but they were using it for like a storage unit. There were significant improvements that needed to be made in the terminal. There was septic issues. So we started kind of picking those things off one by one and cleaning them up. So I know everybody's feelings got hurt back then, but we put it aside and we were able to go forward. So I would just encourage everyone that I know the airport committee is focused on airport operations. So they're not thinking that emotions and things like that. They're just trying to make things work smoothly. And they get a lot of pressure because I saw previous airport advisory committees, and when Mr. Foshar was the chairman, there was a group of hecklers that were like screaming at the volunteer chairman of that committee and to try to keep order and things like that. So we've come a long way. But I would say before, you know, anybody burns bridges, the committee is upset and the contractor is upset, I would say we just have a cooling off period because, no, at the end of the day, during this cooling off period, everybody can take a look at the figures. The Airport Advisory Committee can look at it closely and they can look at the grant. But, you know, if nothing else, we've learned some processes through this. We know what we can't go back to. Volunteers don't work out there because of family commitments. Nobody liked how the county was running it before. And if you look, some of the same accusations are very similar to what the county was receiving. The bottom line is there is limited, even if we invested a significant amount into the house. Part of the concern on the FAA report is that you can't have people crossing over the airport, so you got to have them go through the back gate, which then opens up liability and security issues for the pilots. Then the pilots are concerned that you have transient rentals at the airport that people have free access after hours. You don't know the individual's backgrounds. So we're going to have to go through these growing pains and try to figure out how we're going to navigate. But I would say if everybody could just have a cooling off period, we can regroup and put everything aside, have a clean slate, and try to roll up our sleeves and come to some resolution. Many have tried, the county tried all kinds of exploration on how we could make it profit, and we kept running against to, if you make it too big, there's a whole bunch of new restrictions that come down the way through FAA for security and patrol and what you can have out there, and that you have to have a fire department based on the quantity of fuel and homeland security issues. So I would say that as we navigate through and we go after grants, that we're careful that we don't create ongoing expenses that we don't use on a daily basis, but by all means, let's put the emotions in check and have a cooling off period and see if we can roll up our sleeves and come to some resolution. Because we didn't have that many people put in for RFPs, and there was something within all those RFPs that were going to make somebody unhappy. We tried to come with the closest one that would give everybody an expectation of what they had now and try to improve and see if this would work and keep the communication open. And overwhelmingly, we heard from numerous people that wanted KMPI because they were local, they could communicate with them, they cared about the community, and they weren't just profit-driven. I'm worried that if we go with a profit-driven mindset, there's going to be charges for every single thing. There's going to be that no longer do people have free access to come and go. There's going to be checking in, checking out, and we're going to trigger some unanticipated consequences. So thank you.
Thank you. I do believe we do have a sentiment of the board and a direction to Public Works here. So if it's all right with the board, I would say let us abandon this item and we'll bring it back on the 20th. Is that the intention, the 20th?
20th would be fine. My understanding is you would want me to have a draft RFP, so should you decide to go that way, it would be ready for you to act on?
Right. And we'll have input as indicated by both Supervisor Jones and Supervisor Bibby by that time and move on. Thank you.